Yeah, I think that's working. All right, tell me a little about yourself. Tell me about what kind of place Osceola is to live in.
Osceola?
Yeah.
Well, you see, my mother left there when I was a child.
Uh-huh. And then did you all come here, or?
Mama, where the first place when we left Osceola?
No.
Where did we first go to?
All right.
Just go ahead and talk?
Yeah, just go right ahead.
Oh, kind and merciful Savior, I'm your meek and humble servant. Your Lord, you says hi and you look low. You're looking down upon me. You know my desire. Holy Father, I thank you that you were so dear to me last night. You held a hand of mercy upon me. You spared me all night long. You taught me this morning with a finger of love. Woke me up in my right mind. You wept with me all day long. Still kept me safe from all that harm and danger. Asking you kind of Holy Father, keep me safe in your name. Just keep your loving arms around me. Oh, kind and merciful Father, I ask you to bless my enemies, also my friends. Bless them, Holy Father, in such a way that you see their need. Holy Father, bless this home. Make it a house of prayer. Now, Holy Father, when I leave this world, I beg and ask you to please help me to make heaven my home. In your name, Jesus, amen.
Now, would you tell me a little bit about Maina? Has it changed much in the last 50 years or so?
That's my music changed quite a bit.
How's it changed?
Well, it built up a little more and the forms look a little different from what it used to be.
Are there more people now? Or is it
well,
stay about the same?
There are less people, but they, you know, they formed the town a little bit more.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was talking to Mr. Booth about this water system they're putting in. That really is going to be nice. It really is. Well, now I'll turn this off, and we'll see how it's going to see how this is going to do. What do you call the later part of the daylight hours, around just before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, "I expect to see him later this
afternoon."
Okay. You know, I think I am going to put this over here if you don't mind. It's going to get me louder than you, and there's no point in that. Now, what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might, well...
Well, I usually call it early morning.
Okay. And would you ever say something's got sun in it, like sunrise or sunup?
Yes, ma'am.
Which one would you use?
Well, we use both, sunup and...
You'd use sunup more, though?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I'm interested in, the one that you'd, you know, just ordinarily use. Now, what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before.
Well, we call that in the afternoon.
Okay. And what about when the sun's actually going down? When the sun is coming up, you say it's sun up. And when the sun disappears, you say it's what?
Sunset.
Okay. Now, let's see. Well, I don't want to mess with that one. There's been a storm, if there's been a storm, and the rain stops, and the clouds disappear, and the sun's just about to come out, we say that the weather is what?
Fair.
Okay. What do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last very long?
Well, I call it just a season shower.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace? This is the one I mentioned to you before.
Well, I call that... mantel shelf.
Okay. What do you call the things that you put the logs on in a fireplace?
Well, we call them fire tongs.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
We call them kindling splinters.
Okay. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Rich pieces of wood?
Uh-huh.
Well, fat wood.
Okay. What do you call a small room where you hang your clothes?